Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Radio Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay on a beautiful, beautiful afternoon, and bringing in the news, behind the news, the story, behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and illusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and today the views of our guest, who is Michael Shaw. And Michael, of course, has been involved here in the Monterey Bay area where I live for some years, trying to make people understand that we're losing our freedom, we're losing our property rights. The environmental movement is simply being used to destroy the fabric of our society. In the name of preserving our environment, the real goal is to control us, because every problem facing us today from the environmental point of view, every single problem can be solved by a new series of government laws. Well, one of the things that is so irksome is the way they're taking away our property rights. Property rights are the very foundation of our freedom. And without property rights, there is no freedom, there are no human rights, and this is how you crush the serfs, the peasants, in a feudal society. And we're moving increasingly away from freedom towards feudalism and fascism. And with that as a background, Michael, how are you this afternoon? Michael, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. You go right ahead.
Well, you know, I'll summarize, not using my words, but the words of George Washington, your introduction. Washington said freedom and private property are inseparable. Today, private property in America is under massive attack, and it's below the headlines of the newspaper, and the system that is undermining private property is also behind the closed door of public exposure. It is a program called Sustainable Development, or Agenda 21, that's sweeping the earth and certainly taking over our country. And it has as its purpose the abolition of private property. If that sounds like an old communist slang term, that's exactly what it is. Only the communism of the future world isn't simple government control. It's an economy that's based on public-private partnerships. You know, that's the same economy that Mussolini developed for Italy and Hitler followed for in Germany. But it's a system, an economic system, where if you're not a partner with government, you don't do business. And private property in this country is the object of attack from those who are propelling this so-called sustainable development movement. And we're at the point now where we're in deep trouble. So what we want to talk about today is what is private property? Because you go to our government schools and you get no indication, your whole scholastic experience, of the nature and importance of private property and its relationship to freedom. So I want to spend a little time today and talk about the nature of private property.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, private property, the institution of private property, makes three things possible that's essential to liberty. First, it encourages productive activity. It allows us to turn our ideas into actions and realize the benefit of those actions. It allows us to engage in voluntary trade with others, which multiplies the benefits of individual action a thousandfold. And thirdly, it enables us to safeguard and develop our resources responsibly. And in that process, as a society, we're able to secure peace and prosperity. And those were the foundations for the development over several hundred years of America's greatness. And now, piece by piece, it's being stripped away. And if you're not a partner with the government, if you're a home builder and you don't partner up with the local government, you don't build your homes. And to partner up with local government means you've got to meet the sustainable development standards, which if we were to pursue...
Well, Michael, I'm going to have to interrupt you there, because we're going to have to go to our first break. We'll be right back with Michael.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Well, Arthur Stan back here at the Tennessee Communication Network. Our guest is Michael Shaw. We're talking about private property and the organized, concerted way it's being taken away under the guise of planning. Oh, we've got to have planning. You know, we've got to be concerned about the traffic. We've got to be concerned about the environment. We've got to get you through the Planning Commission because somehow they know what's best for the community more so than anybody else. And the average individual doesn't understand that all of these people working at the Planning Commission have been trained in this basically communitarian concept that they know what's best for the rest of us. And, you know, if you don't, you can pay. You know, there's so much bribery and dishonesty and corruption within the Planning Commission. Arbitrary decisions made by man can influence your property rights, which, of course, were given to you by God, not by government. So you pick the story up there, please, Michael.
Well, you know, the effect of all that, let me take a bottom line for audiences outside of our area, is that after you've established this attack on private property called sustainable development, you end up with average home prices. In our community, average home price is $800,000. Now, that doesn't buy you very much. A little two-bedroom, one-bath condominium costs $600,000 in this town. And the effect of these policies, which undermine private property that come out of sustainable development, are to push prices so high that the next generation is going to be blocked from participating in a free economy. And that, of course, is the goal of sustainable development. Before we go back to private property, let me define sustainable development a little bit for the audience. You can get a lot of this information at our website, which is freedomadvocates.org. But just to summarize sustainable development, let me do it this way. Well, sustainable development cloaks itself in terms like smart growth and the Wildlands Project. And the Agenda 21, or sustainable development, seeks to transform America while eliminating the middle class. And it plans to reach that goal on several fronts. One, by restructuring agriculture. Anyone in farming today is feeling the pinch. It creates broad wildlife corridors void of human activity. That's what we see in the West with the closing of roads and the elimination of recreational opportunities and really setting aside these giant reserves that are going to exist in the future only for the benefit of a very small elite. It determines where and how people live. It has plans for controlling human reproduction and human movement. It is about the abolition of private property, and it's about how to constrain and control energy consumption and water use. So it's a very comprehensive plan. If the audience, anyone in the audience, doesn't understand sustainable development, it's essential if you value your individuality and your freedom that you come to know so, because I'll tell you, the politicians, from Congress down to every county commission, have got themselves fully lined up for implementing this globalist program. And we're feeling the pinch in a multitude of ways. Everyone across the country is suffering the consequence. And the undermining of private property has become just outrageous.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people really, unless it really hits them, for instance, I know one of our good friends, mutual good friend, a woman who's been working in this field for a long time, but even her own husband wouldn't believe her until they came up with some sort of a local directive where they were going to take, I don't know, 100 feet on either side of a stream. And you know, most of his property, a great deal of his property, was in a creek bed or stream bed. And so they were going to take a large chunk of his property. And suddenly when it was going to affect him, and he suddenly realized he couldn't use that property for anything, he couldn't sell it, the value of his holdings had been dramatically decreased. Only then did he become concerned. I had another friend who had a piece of property for sale, but they found a fern back in the back part of it. And because it was a fern there, it was a green fern, there had to be water, and that meant it was a wetland. And so out of the 11 acres that he had, about 4 acres were now considered wetland that couldn't be used for anything, and almost a third of the value of his holdings were no longer but marketable. And the same thing happens with a June bug or the Zayate humpback slug or some endangered species. If you've got some on your property, why, you better kill them and kill them in a hurry with a spray, because if they find them there, you're not going to be able to use your property. It's organized insanity, and yet this is a coordinated effort. The people who are doing this really know what they're doing, don't they, Michael?
Well, they sure do, and yet the environmental cries that ring out to justify what they do are really just cover, because the environmental movement is not making progress if we were to define their efforts to be progress in protecting or preserving the environment. What all they're having the effect of doing is the destruction and the abolition of private property. And with that, we lose human beings as the stewards of this earth. And we establish a ruling elite across the world and in this country, and they can't go out and manage the land. And private property really is the way to have the healthiest landscape, serving people in perpetuity. Because wise property ownership, you take a forester, for instance, he doesn't want to cut down all of his trees and let the soil erode. He wants to do it in a way as they do it in these mountains in Santa Cruz, where it's a selective harvest, and they take effort to not allow erosion, because if their soil erodes away, they're not going to have a forest in the next generation. So, you know, private property has its built-in protections for I'll use the word that's intended to be used, for sustainability. And yet the sustainable development program works to exactly the opposite end.
Yeah, we still have seeds in our forest where they won't let people go in and clear out the brush. First of all, selectively lumber so that more sun gets in, so the trees will grow bigger. Secondly, clear out the brush so there won't be fires. And then when the fires come, they simply burn up all the forest, and they burn up all the little deer and the birds and everything that's there. And they say, well, that's nature's way, that's fine. They're really not interested in the deer and the critters. They're interested in control. And until people understand that, and people go to school to learn how to control others and how to use these phony laws, which have never been voted on by the vast majority of the people. They've simply been imposed by an elite that has a different agenda because they worship a different God. But go ahead, Michael.
Well, let's get to the essence of private property. Private property has a character, and that character really has two components. So the first is productive effort, and the second is voluntary trade. And so before we get to the essence of private property, let's talk about these two characteristics. By productive effort, we're really talking about having the freedom to think and the freedom to express. And in order to do that, you need the freedom to act. Well, let me show how that comes down to the essence of the character of private property. Private property has a deep significance. It's synonymous with individual self-ownership. Private property begins with our persons, our ownership of our own bodies. It extends to our thoughts, expressions, and actions. Because private property is so connected to our very beings, it is essential to our self-interest and self-esteem. Suppose that government blocks your productive effort by complicating or outlawing human use of private property, and they threaten you with physical force for non-compliance. And the effect of the threat is to destroy individual liberty and individuals' pursuit of being who they are. That harm blocks the path not only for personal achievement, but also for societal gains. If you own a tract of land and there's a housing shortage in your community and you want to build some houses, but you're prevented from doing so because of a long-toed salamander, everyone hurts. Except maybe the guy who's got his house down the street, which now doubles in value because there's such a shortage. That's a very short-term benefit, because as that kind of system invades the whole countryside, the whole economic system becomes in jeopardy. And as that happens, the globalists end up with the guy's house that appreciated dramatically. But now the dollar can't support anything. I mean, I think that's the end result of sustainable policy, is that the dollar will be destroyed. And so that value in dollars that you've built up in a house because new homes can't be built and now there's a shortage of homes means that everybody loses. And that's the path we're on. When we ignore the character of private property that relates to one's productive effort in making contributions to societal gains by virtue of engaging in economic activity. You can't anymore. If you're in Santa Cruz and you're not a partner with the government, you don't build houses. Consequently, a little shack house costs $800,000. So being cognizant that private property is the basis for human productive activity, which is why America has done so well over two centuries we've existed, needs to be understood by our kids coming out of schools. And I'll tell you, they're not taught the American historical notions or the essence of private property as you go through elementary and secondary schools in this country anymore.
I certainly agree with you, and I think it's so important that people understand that private property is the very foundation of our freedom. Take away private property, and you take away the very essence of our freedom. In fact, it was John Locke who always talked about life, liberty, and property. Those three things went together. And every place in the Constitution, you see the words life and liberty together. You will always see the word property used as well. Our founding fathers understood that the three concepts are inseparable. Take away property rights, you take away life and liberty and all that makes worthwhile, life worthwhile. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
The character of private property and have included the idea of productive effort. But the other elemental aspect of the character of private property is that it is all about voluntary trade. See, a spontaneous order results from voluntary trade, and that causes mutual benefit to both trading parties, and it leads to a societal gain. So private property is freely created and freely exchanged. In a society rooted in private property, all the people who contribute to the manufacture or distribution, sale, purchase of an item are each seeking personal gain. But to achieve that goal, they must obtain the voluntary consent of those with whom they deal. No one can be forced to carry out this part of the bargain. So when you look at a quart of milk that you go to the store to buy, think of all the people who were engaged in the supply of that milk, who each were seeking personal gain. Starts with the farmers, the feedlot operators, distributors, truckers, equipment manufacturers, suppliers of the resources used to make the equipment, the processors of those resources, and the land managers from where the resources came, and so on. It's a dizzying series of interactions that enables you to give your child a glass of nourishing milk, reasonable quality, and reasonable price. Without a system of private property where people are working voluntarily in their own interests to bring something of societal benefit, you simply end up with shortage. And that, of course, is the way the Soviet Union operated for 7 decades of its existence. And that's the way much of the world operates. But you always see a pattern. There are not the principles of private property in societies that have shortage. If America continues on the path we're on now, that is the destruction of private property, we're going to find ourselves within a very few decades of suffering extreme shortages ourselves. And that's a practical reason why we need to make sure our children and ourselves come to an understanding of the nature and value of the ideals of private property, as opposed to this new political economic concept sweeping the world and our country called sustainable development. Or Agenda 21. Very important for people to get themselves rooted in the nature of private property and then work at a local level to make sure elected officials have as their cardinal rule respect for private property.
Well, Michael, who is it who is behind this effort to take away our right to private property? Who is it that is behind this effort to have planning commissions that can tell us what we can do with our property and what we can build on our property and what we can grow on our property and whether we can cut down a tree on our property and whether we can have anything close to a stream or to a creek bed? Who's behind this whole effort to utilize this so-called threat to the environment ready to control the American people?
Well, I don't express myself to be an expert in digging down to the bottom depths of this ugly field and say, this is the person or the group of people responsible. It's certainly, at its core, includes globalist bankers. If people haven't seen Aaron Russo's movie, America, Freedom to Fascism, where he discusses the Federal Reserve, you need to. You can go to our website and get a copy of that movie. Brilliantly done, simply exposed, clearly the internationalist bankers, people like Rothschild and Rockefeller, are at a core of this. The amounts of monies that they've generated over the last century are unimaginable, and those monies get filtered through all kinds of organizations, including non-governmental organizations, that is, those that are accredited by the United Nations, for the purpose of instigating sustainable development policy throughout America. It's the money that draws weak or greedy people to carry on the program of sustainable development at the local level.
And the common denominator is control. They want to control you. Well, we're going to be back here right after this break with Michael Shaw. And Michael, what's the name of your organization? Because I know the name has changed recently.
order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Michael Shaw. Michael, would you like to go ahead and get your web page out, your telephone number, tell people about your ministry, your organization, and what they can get from you?
Well, our organization is called freedomadvocates.org. You can go to the website. We have thousands of pages of articles and information on the nature of sustainable development, how it's moving through America, what it means. A lot of articles will cause people to grasp very quickly what's happening in their community, why they're seeing what they're seeing, and what it is they can do to begin the process to stop this and reverse that trend. Our phone number is 831-684-2232. But if you go to the website, I think you can fill yourself up with critical information at a time like this so that you can see what it is that major media isn't telling you. Hardcore facts and information with a philosophical bent so that you can understand what it's going to mean now and in the future as these sustainable programs continue to flourish in this country.
And right, you've got a pamphlet there on sustainable development where you explain the whole thing and really what it's going, how it impacts, how it works, this whole idea that what they want is a sustainable future where, you know, there's just not going to be people here who are using up the natural resources, using up the land, using up the water, using up the air, over and using up the oil. You know, we're running out of them all, and that's why we've got to limit the population. And we just can't have all these people using the natural resources of the world. So,
Well, that's exactly right. And, in fact, one of the guiding documents for sustainable development, first is the Agenda 21 bulletin that came out of the Rio de Janeiro UN conference back in 1992. At the same conference was issued a 1,300-page document called the Biodiversity Assessment Report. And in that, they call for a world population of 1 billion people. That's a reduction from today's level of about 93%. So you can attribute the drift toward world war on sustainable development policy, as I think you can most every problem that we're seeing today. You know, there's always problems in human life. But we're creating a circumstance, we're turning those problems into crises that have no solution other than the mass eradication of people. And if we continue to follow this path, if we continue to abolish private property, we're going to end up in that circumstance. So the baby boomers have an obligation to the generations behind us, and that is to straighten ourselves out, understand what this country was founded upon, and get back on track.
Amen. I think it's so hard for the average individual to really to understand, to comprehend, to believe that there really are people out there who have a different worldview, who would really like to kill off four-fifths or nine-tenths of the world's population, because they look at things entirely differently. They see nothing wrong with horrible epidemics and wars and certainly chaos and bloodshed, because they think there are too many people in the world. Because they have a different worldview, and it's so hard. It was initially for me, I'll have to admit. I repudiated that idea. I refused to believe it for a long period of time until it became so painfully obvious that it really is true.
Well, and I will predict that over the next decade, things will become obvious to everyone, and it may be the case that within the next decade, that we lose a realistic opportunity to avert the problems that we face as a result of this globalist policy called sustainable development. So it's now is the time to know what it is, to learn or remember, whichever is the case for an individual, what private property is, and clean out some of these governing offices that are filled with people who may not really understand sustainable development, but the training programs given to all elected officials on sustainable policy is being implemented by them all. So if they don't understand its philosophical base, it's no excuse. It's time we got new leaders in this country. And you look at the Democrats and Republicans running for president, and with the possible exception of Ron Paul, they're all sustainable developers.
Sure.
They're all going to lead us down the same path. And when we get to the end of that path, there isn't any person I know that's going to like the result.
And it doesn't have to happen. It's so illogical. Most people value freedom. We're in the vast majority. It's just the other side is so wealthy and so powerful and so well organized. And they think globally, but they act locally, and they have their people planted in our local communities. Many of them are humanists and communitarians and radical leftists, and they don't understand that they're being used by many times the very people they oppose to bring about this sort of nightmare that all of us, left and right, conservative, liberal, Democrat, and Republican, fear.
Well, and that's a point I always stress, is that, you know, it's easy to target the left as responsible for this, but the essence of sustainable development, and, you know, and this is the opportunity in a community like Santa Cruz, which is a leftist community, is for them to understand that the economics of sustainable development is right of Adolf Hitler. It's public-private partnerships. It means global corporations controlling all things. Now, that's not a usual leftist goal. The beauty of sustainable development is that it has something for everybody. So it draws the left-wing extreme, it draws the right-wing extreme into a common end, and that is this consensus process that works out through a dialectic, and it results in sustainable development policy. And it's happening very fast. Well, let's go back to private property and get to its essence. The essence of private property is an owner's right to determine its use. Now, the system of private property allows you to do what you please, provided that your use doesn't interfere with somebody else's rights, and provided that it doesn't pollute the air and doesn't pollute the common water source. But once that's happened, you're able to create a clear demarcation between what's yours and mine. And that underlies the system of laissez-faire capitalism, or free enterprise, in which individuals own and control the means of production. But in contrast, in a socialist system, the government owns the means of production. There's no such thing as private enterprise. So if you come up with a better way to build a mousetrap, the government owns the wood and the wire, even the bait that your trap requires. So to turn your idea into an actual mousetrap, you must present that idea to a bureaucrat who may or may not recommend its implementation to those who control the economy. So your idea ends there. Your incentive to come up with new ideas ends. That's why the Russian people are so downbeat. That's why the Americans, through several centuries, have been so productive. Because we didn't have to go to that bureaucrat to get permission to build a house. Today, of course, that's all changing very rapidly. Sustainable development relies on a mix of socialism and so-called communitarianism. Communitarian seeks an alternative to socialism and free enterprise by pretending to split the difference between them, creating what Benito Mussolini and Tony Blair call the third way. Today, this term is often called public-private partnership. Communitarians, in reality, seek to create various rights that conflict with an owner's determination of use. The owner still owns his property, but the government, as the arbiter of competing rights, controls what he can do with it. So socialism and third-way corporate privatizations, or public-private partnership, each form a foundation for a state collective, backed by force, the purpose of which is to abolish private property and treat human beings as biological resources. So,
but, you know, they always hide behind these guys, well, we are a nation of laws, you know, these are the laws, you have to obey the laws, but they make the laws ignoring the supreme law of our land, which is the Constitution. And, of course, most of these laws they've created without the consent of the people. And if you put these things up to the vote of the people as a whole, they would vote them down. In fact, whenever, of course, the scoundrels are found out and people are down there demonstrating, you know, at the Board of Supervisors, the Planning Commission, then they back away, only to come back later like cockroaches at nighttime, you know, hiding from the light. But they're out there, of course, to erode and destroy the very fabric of our society.
Well, that's right. And they're caught in something of a time trap here, because if they wait too long, the people are going to wake up. But if they can wait long enough, they're going to have a generation of children who've never been informed about the nature of America or the essential importance of private property in the American ideal. And so they get to the point 2 decades from now where the bulk of the population has no idea. Parents aren't teaching their children these things, and the schools are definitely undermining an understanding of these issues. And so the time for us really is now, because if we wait too long, it's simply going to be too late.
Will we make any progress, do you think? I mean, do you think that people out across America are beginning to understand when they hear about these sustainable living areas, you know? And, of course, as they see the price of oil and electricity and the essentials of life going up, all are being manipulated up. They want to raise the price of oil up to $10 a gallon to get us out of our cars. But they can't do it too quickly because people would be upset. They want to raise the price of electricity up which is so incredibly cheap to manufacture if done properly, because they want us to conserve, because we're running out of electricity, they want us to believe in. They want us to conserve our water because we're running out of water. And none of these things are true. But, of course, as long as they control the media, well, they can frighten us into going along. And these people so fear all the time. Fear of this and fear of that and fear of something else. There really are things to fear, and a lot of those things have to do with the people pushing sustainable development and Agenda 21.
Well, it's absolutely right, and I'd go so far as to say America will sink. America will be lost unless the American people understand the threat we're facing. That threat is called sustainable development. It's easy to learn about it. It takes a while to digest it all, but anyone can spend a day or two, and their life will be changed. They will never read their local newspaper or their regional newspapers the same way. They won't listen to Fox News and CNN with any particular degree of confidence ever again. You will find your sources of verifiable information on the net. And if this can happen, America can rise. The sky becomes the limit. If it doesn't happen, America will fall into a global vat where human population reduction becomes the key for some number of decades. In fact, it was Jacques Cousteau who said we need to eliminate 350,000 people a day for 20 years. So this force coming at us is coming at us from all directions. Corporate multinational interests, non-governmental organizations, politicians and media types. The money is controlled by globalist banking institutions who create it out of thin air and make it real by causing it to become debt for one person or another. And in the process, they are slowly and with increasing rapidity gathering up all the assets, taking the American open spaces and creating off-limit wildland preserves where the resources become unavailable to human populations. Shortage is the name of the game if you're a sustainable developer. And that's why all of us ordinary people have got to get on to the gist of what they're doing, replace our leaders, and get ourselves on a system that makes sense. And in that whole process, every parent's got to think about, how am I going to have my child raised? Am I going to hand it over to the National Education Association, a mouthpiece for sustainable development, globalist interests, or am I going to find another way? And, you know, each of us is in this battle. Each of us has information to gather and decisions to make.
Let me recommend the material that you can get from Michael Shaw at his website. Michael, let's get that website and telephone number out again, because this is excellent information. This is some of the finest information available anywhere in the country. So from Freedom Advocates, go ahead. How can people get in touch with you again?
It's freedomadvocates.org, and our phone number is 831-684-2232. We've got a... we call it our neighborhood tools section with a lot of product. We've got several hundred hours of radio broadcast that are reproducible off the website. We have a growing video library. We have cartoons that, you know, really pound a message, and thousands of pages or hundreds of separate writings that will give you good insights as to sustainable development from a variety of policy perspectives. So it's really a one-stop shop, although we do have plenty of links to other organizations around the country that are playing a role with us in bringing this information to the American people.
Well, let's hear that telephone number just one more time.
831-684-2232.
Now, you have actually a a video that you actually, a talk you gave at the last Radio Liberty conference. What do you call that, that people can get it? Because it was excellent information.
That one, I think, is called Freedom 21, Not Agenda 21. And it is on our website also. You can find plenty of videos there done by various people who are familiar with the nature of sustainable development. And I know a lot of people who, simply by seeing the right video, go, man, I get it. I see it in my town. I see it in my state. I see it everywhere. I've experienced some of this. Now I get what's going on. And that's the position we want to see everybody fall into, because sustainable development is so clever. You know, it's got, they like to say, we've got something for everybody. We appeal to left-wingers and we appeal to right-wingers. Well, it appeals to insiders is what it does. If you're not an insider, and that's 99.7% of us, you need to see the perspective from the way it is, and that's what our job is to do, is to give you that perspective.
Well, we're out of time. My guest has been Michael Schaum, Freedom Advocates. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you later, Michael. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I just want to mention to you that I'm not so sure that the RFID chip they want to give us isn't the mark of the beast. Anyway, I sure wouldn't want to take that, and you have to wonder who's putting so much money out to convince us that, that there's nothing to worry about. Go ahead and take the chip. It's perfectly all right. I don't intend to take it. I hope you won't either. Well, let me just remind you right now that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will certainly give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. For a gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month or four best CDs of the month, and you'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you're helping us do what we do, reaching out to 60 outlets every single week on the Radio Liberty Network. And then, of course, we want to remind you, if you have not yet gotten your food supplies laid in, or emergency food supplies, certainly water filters and water barrels, pumps, the other things that you need for emergencies, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you the catalog. Or if you've got the catalog, do not put this off. We are on the verge, I believe, on the verge of a war with Iran that will have profound impact on everybody listening to this program. And I believe that if you've read my February newsletter, you'll understand why I believe we are on the verge of a war with Iran and what those complications might well lead to. So don't put it off. If you've got the catalog, why, fill it out and give us a call. We'll talk to you about it. Or send me a... Now, if you'd like a catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to get our talks on sustainable development. We have a four-tape set on sustainable development. We have a video. We've got the greatest syllabus that's available on this subject, and it's got a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. And what you need to do is get the video, Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government, and the syllabus, and they certainly go together. And then, of course, we have four tape sets on global warming, which is a scam. And then, of course, we have several books on global warming, Unstoppable Global Warming, Politically Correct Views on Global Warming. They're all available from Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. You want to understand the plan for population control, you need to get my talk, Planned Population Reduction, or none dare call it genocide. And then, of course, you need to get my video on population control and our four-tape set on population control. And if you get any of these things, we'll be glad to send you a copy of our monograph, although you can get that for nothing up on the website at RadioLiberty.com. Understand, these people are deadly serious. If you'd like, of course, the video on sustainable development, why we actually have Michael Shaw's video, you can order it to him or you can order it to us, whichever you'd like. He does a very, very good job in explaining how it puts together. If you'd like to see a sample of Agenda 21, we actually have one. It was developed for our community here, and you'll find they want to get you out of your car. They want you to stop using water. And they certainly want you to cut back on your electricity. They want to stop the grazing of animals. It's organized insanity. Until you understand that these people look at the world differently, and they really have no fear of war and death and destruction because they worship a different God. And that's what it's really about. You need, of course, to get my video or read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our latest DVD, Forbidden Secret. You need to get the four tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret. You need to get the DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. That's The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And then the sequel to it, Riddles in Stone. I will tell you that they will change your life. And then Pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty. We'll be right back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And then, of course, out of my guest this afternoon, and his name of all things is Jim Guest, and we heard about him. Our good friend Joyce Riley had called and said, you've got to get Mr. Guest on your program. He's a fascinating individual. He talks on the five pillars of freedom, so... Without further ado, I understand you're a state legislator, Mr. Guest?
That's right. I'm a state legislator here in the state of Missouri. I've served 2 terms, 4 years, and I'm serving my 3rd term in my completed my 5th year, and I enjoy the public service after working in private industry and self-employed for many years.
Do you know my friend John Stormer?
Yes, I do.
All right. Do you attend his Bible class?
He has the Bible class and stuff here at the Capitol, yes.
Okay, very good. Well, that's certainly, he's been doing that for a long time. But anyway, why don't you tell us about your goal? Apparently, you're a businessman, but you're really trying to do something to make a difference as far as America. So I'm going to let you just talk, and I'll sit here and listen.
Okay, as hopefully most of our listeners know, the Real ID Act is something that's confronting us right now. I consider this Real ID Act a full frontal assault on the freedoms of America when they want us to carry a card to prove who we are. It was passed back in 2005 at the federal government, but unless the states ask for an extension starting in 2008, everyone will be required to get a new driver's license or a new ID card. Now, why would you need one of these? Well, you'll be unable to participate in any federal programs, get on an airplane, or as they say, enter a nuclear power plant. Not many of us will do that. And originally you were going to have to use this to open a bank account and, like I said, enter any federal building. They backed off on that initially. However, our concern is since the Department of Homeland Security has total control, there's no judicial and there's no legislative oversight over their control, that these requirements and regulations will be increased here once if they can get enough states to go along with it. So that's primary opposition to us based upon that. You know, we feel like this is just the first attempt to give all Americans a number and start tracking them. We know from experience when people have numbers in foreign countries, World War II, what happened there when you had to carry a card. So we're trying to stop this before it gets started. I'm very concerned that we're at the crossroads right now, and if we do not stop this, and we get down the road and lose these freedoms, we'll never be able to reverse it and get back and enjoy the freedoms that our forefathers fought and established when they settled this country and set up the Constitution, that and the Bill of Rights. You know, the Bill of Rights give us many freedoms, and it's the role of government. I think they forgot it. It's the role of government to protect those freedoms. Right now, it seems that the role of government is to take away those freedoms. And that's one reason I'm standing up for this. And I've got a coalition of the states to join me in telling the federal government we're tired of them pushing us around and we're saying no to this. And it's somewhat unheard of, I think, for the states to stand up and tell the federal government no. But that is what we're doing here. So.
Well, of course, at one time, every senator represented not the people, but the states, the rights of the states. And, of course, the last thing our founding fathers wanted was a direct election of the senators, because they knew they wouldn't then represent the people. That represent the power structure in Washington, D.C. So I certainly condemn what you're doing and commend what you're doing. And when we get back here, of course, we want to certainly get into this a little bit more, see how many states are going along. We know that some states actually are. And, of course, the people in Washington, D.C. who want a dictatorship are furious with the opposition. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Well, Mr. Guest, of course, could you go into certainly how these could be used against us? Not only, of course, the last thing we want is dossiers on every American citizen, which they are, of course, collecting, and every citizen who wants to travel outside the country is going to have a passport with some sort of a modifier or RFID identifier on it, but tell us all the things that are wrong with this identification card, and what are we going to do about the passports that they're saying you can't even, you know, go to Canada or Mexico without having a passport now?
Yeah, one concern we have is if this RFID or real ID would go through, you would end up with your driver's license end up being your passport to having to go between states. But back to the beginning there, to get your requirements are to get your new card, you have to go in to your Department of Revenue or your bureau where you get your driver's license. You have to, here in Missouri, you would have to bring in an embossed birth certificate, your Social Security number, and any other data to prove that you're lawfully present in basically in Missouri or in the United States. Now, each state is required to keep this data on file, this database of everybody in their state. They have to keep it for like 10 years. In addition, they must be able to share this data with all other states, which means any employee in any revenue department or any driver's license department in any other state would have access to your data since it has to be shared. Not only that, the Department of Homeland Security is now saying they think it'd be a good idea to share this data globally to stop terrorism abroad. I cannot imagine sharing this data with other countries where our terrorists are coming from.
Well, it's sort of like we have the list at the airport, you know, the terrorist watch list, but they don't put the name of the terrorists on there because they don't want the terrorists to find out we're watching them. So they've got a lot of names of a lot of innocent citizens, but they don't put the terrorists on there. What sort of madness is that?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm sure they'll say, well, we're not going to share this data with the friendly countries. Well, the terrorists are smart enough. You know, you're from Syria or Iraq or Iran. You're probably not going to be able to get in. So what they do, they can go to another country, you know, forge a passport, and get in. You know, right now we accept passports from other countries. We do not know whether those are valid or not. You know, they can steal a passport. In fact, the regulations that Department of Homeland Security has sent out for comments, it said on there that, you know, the Department of Revenue, these states, can accept passports and visas from foreign countries. But it says also some of these may be handwritten, and you can accept them. I cannot imagine accepting handwritten passports or visas from some of these smaller foreign countries. You know, the terrorists are smart enough to figure out that'd be the country to go to and come in. Again, you hit it when you said the airport have a watch list for the terrorists. You know, if they're going to come into this country, they're going to buy forged passports. They can buy forged social security numbers. They can buy forged driver's license. That is no problem at all. And when you get into the biometrics part of it, the biometrics, you know, we see these TV programs for how well it works. In real life, it does not work that well. It is prone to error. And the only way biometrics can work is you have to have a good facial image of who it is. They cannot, if they have a beard or facial hair on you, it distorts. It's not that accurate. So I'm not sure how they think they're going to get the terrorists to stand still while they get a good picture of them if they're going to try and look for them when they come into the airport. We're just sitting here, and we are putting the American citizens who are fighting in this country freedom the way we should and putting the burden on them. So,
for our listeners out there, our guest is Jim Guest. He's a state legislator in Missouri, but he's leading a campaign across America to try to block the foolishness of this identification card, which will be labeled with an RFID chip and all sorts of information about you. It is the first step in any totalitarian step, a state to actually bringing about a total dictatorship. It's just what they had in Hitler's Germany. You know, where is your papers? You know, and in Italy, in Russia. But let's just play the devil's advocate, and they're going to save it. How are we going to deal with terrorists? How are we going to know who the terrorists are? After all, we've got it. We're involved in a war on terrorism. Osama bin Laden is threatening our freedom here, and that's why we have to know who every person in America is, because after all, if we don't know who all the people are, how are we going to control illegal immigration? How are we going to keep the terrorists from coming into this country and taking away our freedom?
So, playing the devil's advocate. So let's say if we know who everybody in this country is, then we'll feel safe, right? You know, it's a false sense of security. Like I said, you know, the terrorist can be sitting next to you on an airplane with his forged driver's license. Not that hard to get one. You can go on the internet and buy any driver's license for any state that you want. Also, you know, you don't have to have a driver's license to be a terrorist. Earlier this year, when I was doing a TV program one day, they had a letter bomb that went off in England, and they've got the RFID chips in their cards over there. You know, a terrorist can leave a briefcase in a doorway. He can strap a bomb to him and walk in. So it does have, having a driver's license or an ID is not necessarily going to stop the terrorist. You know, it's a very false sense of security. Now, the federal government wants to spend about $15 billion, that's probably an underestimate on what it's going to cost to implement this. In addition, it's going to cost about another $6 billion for the consumers to buy a higher-priced driver's license or an ID card. What if we took that money and gave it to our local law enforcement people to start picking up these illegals?
Oh, but the president says we can't do that. We can't possibly round these people up and send them back. And we can't build a fence because the environmental laws and Mexicans would like it to be if we build a fence. And they certainly can't go after the employers because they'd be unhappy if we were to make them, of course, abide by the laws, you know, as far as hiring illegals are concerned. So there's always an excuse out there why we're not trying to do what's logical. And they seem to be using all of these excuses to justify requiring every American to have papers with them all the time so that we can protect the government can identify us.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. What was it, 96? We gave amnesty to, what, 3 million and 20 years later? Huh?
That was 86 they gave the amnesty. They promised they would enforce the laws, and they steadfastly refused. And then in 96 they passed more laws, and they promised that they would enforce the laws on immigration. And time and again, the government has promised to enforce the laws on immigration and steadfastly refused. And just last October, they passed a law that says they're going to build, you know, a 700 miles of fence, I believe it was. And then they refused to do that. Well, I think they did build 3 miles of fence. And the president said, look, what a great job we've done. We built 3 miles of fence. Now let's go ahead and give everybody amnesty.
You know, I heard that just the other day. They're going to build 700 miles, and they've already built 2 or 3 miles. You know, we've got some farmers here in Missouri could build 2 or 3 miles of fence in a day, let alone a year or however long they've been working on that. But then, you know, we can penalize the employers who hire the illegals. I think we have to, if we want to make a serious attempt at stopping the illegals from coming to this country, you have to stop the incentive for them. So if the incentive is coming over here and getting a job under the wage that most Americans are working here, you know, that Americans are losing jobs every time somebody comes in and takes that job away. So,
because they say, well, you know, the illegals take the jobs nobody else wants. But a lot of these are jobs in construction and
absolutely
electrician and plastering and all of these jobs, which used to be good paying. And they're no longer good-paying jobs because they're being taken by people who come to this country illegally, and they're encouraged to do that by the offer of free health care and education for the kids and welfare stamps, and we're even helping them to buy homes here illegally.
Now, there may be some jobs, and there has been in the past, in the fruits and the vegetables and some of the areas like that where they have to pick those crops in a short period of time, that some of these migrant workers come in to do it. Now, we need a program, and there is one right now, that they come in here for a guest worker or a green card for a period of time to do that job and then go back. You know, those need to be documented. Those need to be enforced so that they pay a decent wage for them, even if it's not what the American worker doesn't do. And then, you know, they have to return. Otherwise, they stay here the rest of the time. They're on our welfare rolls, our health care, our education. And also, you know, what gets me, we talk about giving amnesty to these illegals. What about those who came to this country legally and want to go through the system? They're studying our government. They're studying our Constitution. They want to legally become a citizen and work here. You know, is it fair to put these others at the head of the line and bypass those? Absolutely not.
I certainly agree. Well, what can our listeners out there do, Mr. Guest, to help you in your effort to popularize the danger, let people know the danger of these identification cards? And they're going to have a radio chip in them, so you can walk down the street, they'll know who you are. They can pick the information up off that chip if you're 3 or 4 feet away from them. So what can our listeners begin to do to help you in your quest?
Well, first off, I plan to try and travel across the country this summer, stopping as many states as I can and supporting those legislators who are working in their states to pass legislation to stop the real ID. And there's some other issues we got to work on here, too, but that is one thing they can do. they can help by setting up some town hall meetings or letting me know when there's going to be a group where I can possibly speak in that area there. I'm going to need some finances to do this right now. I'm doing this on my own. I've had some people volunteer with some financial help. I'm going to need a lot more of that. But then that's what we have to do. Contact your local representatives in your particular state. Find out where they sit on this issue. If they are not supporting or protecting freedom, let them know that you will not be supporting them at the ballot box next November.
Amen.
We, the grassroots people, can make a difference in this, you know. Let them know.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Okay.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
All right, there we go. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mr. Jim Gaston. And certainly we were just commenting that, you know, they've been trying to get this national ID card a long, long time, this long antedated the 911 attack. In fact, most of the legislation that came out of the Patriot Act and much of the Home Office of Homeland Security Act was legislation that the people who want the all-powerful government have been trying to get through during the first Bush administration and during the Clinton administration after the bombing of Oklahoma City. And it wasn't until, of course, what happened on 9-1-1 when they frightened the American people, and everything is about fear. We've got to frighten them to death. Osama bin Laden's going to get you. You know, he's going to come out of that cave and get you unless you, of course, do exactly what we want, and that is be a good little person, take your ID card, and next, who knows, maybe it'll be a mark or a chip or something. You know, if we can get you to do one, we can get you to do the other. So they're really using fear to get the legislators and the American people to go along with this, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, back in the 70s, there was twice there that they tried to implement a national ID card under the Carter administration and rejected. And in the 80s, they tried again, and that's when Ronald Reagan says, not only no, but hell no, we're not going to have an ID card for the people. And then in the 90s, as you mentioned there, they tried under Clinton administration to implement one a couple times. But then after 9/11, you know, afraid of the fear of another one, they were able to slip this Real ID Act into a bill that had to do with funding for the Iraq War, and that was the only way that they were able to slip it in there then. So hopefully we could get our federal people to stand up and vote on this by itself, and hopefully they'll have the courage to vote it down. But, you know, when the people fear the government, the federal government, when people fear the federal government, tyranny exists. When the government fears the people, liberty exists. And that's what we got to get back here to when the federal government has some respect and fear for what the people out there might do. Otherwise, they're going to continue to move closer to a police state that controls this country.
You know, I think it's so difficult for the average American to believe that anybody could want a dictatorship in America, but, I mean, certainly our founding fathers realized you can't trust people with power, that man in his very heart is dishonest and deceitful. It was because they did not trust men, and then they basically put limitations on the power of government. And they conceded that our freedoms came from God, and governments were instituted among men, you know, to protect those God-given freedoms, receiving their authority from the consent of the governed.
Right.
It seems that there are a lot of people in Washington, D.C., who don't really care about the consent of the governed. They have their agenda. They seem to have a wholly different agenda than the average American. How are we going to expose these people and what their real agenda is?
That's not going to be easy. I want to make a point of the 10th Amendment. That is the state's rights. That has been so not overlooked. It's been disregarded. You know, the only power that the federal government is supposed to have is what they're given, and all other powers are supposed to reserve for the states. And this here Real ID Act is a direct violation of that. And we've had so many executive orders by our president here bypassing the authority of the Congress and doing things that they shouldn't have the authority to do, that we're getting closer and closer to a dictatorial control there in D.C. And, you know, part of this problem, I don't think, will change regardless of which party controls the presidency next year. You've got people there that continue on regardless of which party has the White House. So that's a real concern. Now, how are we going to expose them? Hopefully, this coalition I've got here make more and more people aware of what's going on in D.C., continue to get the word out, and I don't want to call it rebellion or revolution. I think it's just a quiet awareness of what's going on in this country. I keep saying it's time for us to take back our country. We, the people, need to have a stronger voice. We need to make sure that they hear us here, that we are the people. We are supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, not a government to be feared. And too often, I think we have people that fear the government, or it's whatever they say they go along with. And it does take courage to stand up and oppose this. And we need to get back to ruling and governing by the Constitution, because it's pretty simple, but it's certainly very effective and very right.
Well, you know, the thing is that most Americans could not imagine what it would be like to live without freedom. I mean, you talk to people who come from totalitarian countries, they're frightened to death when they see what's happening here in America, because they saw the same things in their countries. And the people here say, oh, well, We've got to give up our freedom, because if we don't, why the terrorists are going to come here. I mean, Osama bin Laden's going to leave that cave and come over here. Well, if the government really believed there was a danger of that, they would have sealed the southern border on the 12th of September 2001. They refused to do it then. They're refusing to do it now. What do they know that we don't? Maybe they've looked at the FBI page on the 10 most wanted men and seen Osama bin Laden's picture and what he's really wanted for. We'll be right back in just a moment.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom Dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Again, our guest is Mr. Jim Guest, and he's put together several coalitions that, you know, are trying, first of all, to mobilize the people, to mobilize the state legislatures to actually to raise funds so he can travel, and he's been down to Oklahoma City to meet with our good friend there, Representative Charles Key, and we worked with Charles on the Oklahoma City bombing very, very closely. Frequent guest on Radio Liberty, and of course he's, I know, is our good friend John Stormer, who a member of the legislature in Missouri, might as well be, because he's up there every Wednesday. He's been going up there for 30 years to put on a Bible study, and so Jim's on the front line of trying to get people aware of the danger to our freedom. And one of the major dangers is, of course, this ID card, and we know it's important, because the other side's been trying to get this thing through, going all the way back to the Carter administration. They want to have everybody with a card, and then they, of course, want to have a dossier on every citizen in this country, as they do in any totalitarian state. because these people said they have a different agenda. This is why they absolutely refuse to try to stop the illegal immigration or to pass the, or to actually carry out the laws that they're swore to uphold. Well, the president has repeatedly signed legislation. Then he says, "But I'm not going to abide by this. This is this." He's done that 1,000 times on legislation. As a signing a statement that I will not carry out the law that I'm signing. What sort of madness is that? Well, Jim, do you mind if we ask for callers and see if people would like to talk to you?
Absolutely. One quick thing here. You know, we had the Patriot Act. Look what happened there. They violated the terms of that. They are spying on honest, free-loving Americans. They don't have to, looking into their bank accounts, their email, their credit card. You know, the FBI admitted they've been doing this and didn't get the follow-up subpoenas to support that. So we do have a government, a Homeland Security that's out of control when they don't even abide by the law that's already been passed. And they've already, like you said, one step forward to watching what we're doing.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you'd like to talk to Mr. Guest, once again, would you put out your website, email, so the people would know how to get in touch with you?
Yes, it is legislatorsagainstrealid.com and or jimguest.com, jimguest.com. Or they can email me at jimoguest@msn.com.
All
right. For those who want to, some correspondence, that's the Committee for America's Freedom, Box 601, King City, Missouri, 64463.
And of course, you can always just go up on the internet and Google in Jim Guest.
Yeah.
Jim
yeah.
Guest. That's what I usually do because I can't always remember all these things.
I know, that makes it difficult, but I think they can, Google it and come up with those.
Anyway, that's a good place to begin with, and if you have problems, you can always get in touch with us here at Radio Liberty, and we'll put you in touch with Mr. Guest. So again, if you're off the listening audience, you have a question on this, or why this is important, and I think it's very important. Why? Because the other side's been trying for well over 25 years to get this thing through. They understand how important it is. They just don't want you to understand. Or to feel that there's anything to be concerned about. You just be a good little person. You do what you're supposed to and nothing to worry about. But our founding fathers wanted to take the chains off of the people and put the chains onto the government and the government legislators because they recognized that that government governs best and governs the least. Well, of course, there are people who want to take the chains off of the government and put them onto people. And this has been the struggle that has existed between government and human and the subjects since the inception of mankind. Well, again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to say, so a call comes in, I might go over my 5 points to a free America that I'll be pushing this summer.
All right, go right ahead.
The first one is to repeal the Real ID Act and the National Animal Identification System. They also want our livestock owners to tag and identify each animal. And that's, again, taking away their freedom to do that. So those two go together, repeal the Real ID Act. We also want to repeal the Security and Prosperity Partnership, or this North American Union, that our president signed his partnership with Fox out of Mexico and John Martin out of Canada. This is another step to bypass the authority of our Congress there and start something that's going to take away our freedoms, you know, take away a sovereignty of the United States as we once know it. Third is to repeal the Patriot Act. We talked on that briefly there, how it's they have violated the terms of it and they're doing unwarranted wiretaps on us and looking into our bank accounts and credit card stuff. So we need to repeal that and get back to, you know, let them just, they want to look after or watch them. Suspected terrorists do that. They don't need to watch all the rest of us here in America. A fourth thing is to revise NAFTA, the North American Free Trade. We need to revise it. I want that to be a fair trade thing where we only trade with those companies or those countries who pay comparable wages have comparable standard of living, comparable environmental conditions in those countries. If we can get those, if we only trade with those who treat their workers and people fairly, I think we'll stop the loss of jobs in this country. It'll help raise the standard of living in those other countries. So that's one way to get back to where we can trade with companies, countries, or businesses that are doing a better job of providing for the well-being of those people in that country. And the fifth point is that all states, we need the right to deport illegals. Right now, the states do not have the right to deport illegals against the law. It would be kidnapping. We need, I'm working on some resolutions for the states to pass to send our federal government to give us the authority to do this, to deport, and also to give our law enforcement people more authority to do when they catch these illegals. It'll take money from the Department of Homeland Security, but they want to spend it on this silly Real ID Act. They might as well let our local law enforcement people. Also, we have a lot of volunteer militias that can be trained to work with our law enforcement people to help them round these illegal thefts. So it can be done. It won't be a quick process, but it can be done. And another program that's going on that is, I'm not sure how many people, it's called a basic pilot program, or it's an employment verification. They want to make every employer verify the citizenship or who the people are working for them. This would be another way of watching who's here, developing a database on everybody in this country. You know, we have a system to just to verify the Social Security number of those when they apply for work to make sure they're not illegals in this country. But this is another way that they've been trying to bypass the Real ID Act if we get it stopped and develop a database or start spying on everybody else who you have employed for you.
Amen. Well, what they really want is a system of informants across this country.
Yes.
What they really want is to be able to listen to everybody's telephone conversations through their cell phones. And so they put a little gadget in your cell phone, so even if it's turned off, they can listen to what you're saying. And this is on the new ones. Of course, you've got Global Star in your car. Just be careful what you say, because Big Brother is listening, and people find this so hard to believe. This couldn't happen in America. Why, we're free. Well, what are you doing to maintain your freedom? Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Ben calling. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Doctor. A quick comment and a question for your guest.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
I agree with him that the NAFTA must be revised to reflect fair trade, not free trade, and stop the exportation of our jobs. Stop that international superhighway, because we can kiss our sovereignty goodbye. My question is more to how are we going to stop? Okay, Executive Order Number 51, wherein Mr. Bush, by a signature, one headache away from him, he won't even allow Congress to meet under his executive government. Yeah. Now, I think this is something Or am I just jumping at shadows?
No, I think, first of all, Ben, you should explain to our listeners, you're talking about, of course, the presidential directive. This is a security directive that was passed on the 9th of May by executive order, and there was a Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20, and then another PD, a 51 Presidential Directive,
yep.
51, and both of those were aimed at continuity of government in case it was some sort of a major event, but they don't define that event.
If they anything
can declare
he defines
a dictatorship here at any point in time without the consent of Congress, they can do this. Now, this was just less than a month ago. You can get it off the White House page. Just go up there and ask for that, and you can get it off of Google and go right direct to the page, or we'll provide the legislation for anybody who'd like to see it. It has the force of law. Congress was not consulted, and what it says is of the president can declare martial law and dictatorship at any time he wants, less than 4 weeks ago, and yet most people have never heard of it. Do you have a comment at all on that, Jim? Are you aware of these new presidential directives?
Just barely aware of it. You know, we're supposed to have a checks and balances, so that's gone. No longer do we have a checks and balances. We've got somebody who thinks that he has a God-given right to be a dictator in this country. And, you know, at some point, think somebody has to stand up in D.C. and say, you know, we're going to take control here. And like I said, it does have the force of law. And, you know, hopefully they can do something before the election next fall. Who knows what else will take place until then. But then it is scary that we've got somebody who thinks he's acting like a dictator here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who's standing up to oppose him. You know, sometimes you have to have the courage to stand up and do that. So I agree with our caller. It's very scary, this executive order. We've got several, as I mentioned earlier, that's been bypassing the authority and the way this country is supposed to set up to run.
Well, I can suggest to our listeners, you go to Google and you Google in, let's see, a Homeland Security Presidential Directive, or HSPD 20. And then, of course, you could put in Corsi, Dr. Corsi, his name, and they'll take you to his article on WorldNet Daily. Or certainly you can go directly to the White House, and I have this. I just pulled it down this morning. I've read it through. It is indeed frightening, and the fact that most people have never heard of this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today of what the American people think. Ben, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I would just like to say God bless America, and let's pray that we can save and keep her as dear as she is to all of us.
Amen.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Amen.
God bless you, Ben. Bye-bye. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I share Ben's concern. You'll certainly want to listen to a recent program I did. We have a half-hour program we did with Dr. Corsi that will be broadcast in a week from Saturday on our Saturday programs. We'll try to get Dr. Corsi on for a regular program. I think actually we did an evening program earlier this, actually the end of last week. Excellent. So go right ahead, Jim.
Yes. Okay. We were discussing my 5 points there, and then we talked about the employment verification. These are all things that we have to stop because they are just, you know, one more step away from being a free country. If you want total security, then you have to give up total freedom. If you want some freedom, then you have to live with a little bit of risk. You know, that's the way this country is, and that's the way we want it to continue.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I certainly commend you for being willing to travel across the country trying to spread the alarm. And I think the fact that you got the response from your state legislation that you did, both the House and the Senate, reflects that this is the way that people really think. But this is not the way that people in Washington, D.C. think, because they have a different agenda. They march to a different drumbeat, because many of them dream a different dream. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Do you have anything you'd like to ask Mr. Jim Guest, who's taken it upon himself to try to do something nationwide about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, certainly about the NAFTA highway, and then about these other issues which are before us now, specifically the NAFTA, and NAFTA is a means of impoverishing the American people and destroying our economy, and I believe, of course, impoverishing our people. But then I think the ID card is such an important issue. Of the 5 issues, which do you think might be the most important?
I think the first is the Real ID Act, because a lot of the other issues are based upon having a national ID card or Real ID Act. You know, once they get to the place of this North American Union where we have open borders, then they need a way to identify those in America here, otherwise people will be moving back and forth across the borders, and it's just scary to think we may get to the point where we have one currency, you know, one driver's license that to have, and, you know, no longer do you have what you consider, you know, the United States. It would be the, you know, the North American Union. We can look to see how the European Union worked, and that, you know, it did not work out like they thought it would be, so it is something that's you know, a lot of people, I don't think, are aware of it, but that's why repealing the Real ID Act, that's the first thing. Well, they get that started, then it's much easier to go on down to the next steps there. So
Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling us. Hi, Mike. Did you have a question for our guest?
A comment about the Presidential Directive 51. I thought I could add that it's not that giving George Bush more power and dictatorial power. It's the executive office and any successive president. It is a dictatorship that's forming up if it's not already one now. And it's the most clever one because our dictatorship would change heads, whereas most don't. But it's the executive office that is the dictatorship. And I'm really concerned that this Directive 51 is giving all that power to Hillary. George Bush is going to be gone either by impeachment or term. And I'm more concerned about Hillary having it than George.
Right. How would you respond to that, Jim? Do you think that's a valid
concern? Oh, I do. Like I said, you know, I think some of these things continue to go on in Washington regardless of which party is in power. And that's why, you know, if you give this power to the executive office, you know, you have to think who might be stepping in there. You know, there is a candidate or two who is fighting for freedom and fighting for liberty in this country. But then, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, I think we are at the crossroads. And if we don't fight and fight hard to stop this loss of freedom, you know, it's difficult to get it back. You know, how do you reverse Executive Order 51, you know? Or is that something that stays in effect until the executive office would reverse that by somebody else in there?
What's even more frightening about it, once the dictators is established, there's no time limit. I said it with everything else, there's a time limit. If you read this through, there's no time limit. Hang on there, Mike. We'll be back in just a moment. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Thank you very much.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest has been Jim Guest, and he's a very courageous guy. It comes with very, very good qualifications. We hope many of you will give serious consideration to helping him and start getting in touch with your state legislators, and then, of course, see if there's any way you can make arrangements for Mr. Guest to come to your community to talk. People have to be concerned about freedom, else it will be lost forever. And the wonderful nation we've had will simply become a remembrance of things past. Now, we do hope that many of you out there in the listening audience will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do. 5 hours every day, somewhere across America, on radio, and 5 hours a day on the Internet. And, of course, if you go to Global Star, you can hear us 9 hours a day, but you won't get much accomplished of Global Star. Or go to my website at RadioLiberty.com and click on Live Programming, and then click on the Global Star Correct, or www.globalstar, and then go to Channel 4. Shortwave, satellite, we have a great outreach. We just need to maintain what we have. I would comment that we do have a small FM station, a 501c3 station, and our transmitter just went out, and we had to get a new one. If anybody would like to contribute, not to Radio Liberty, but to KFER, or the Santa Cruz Educational Broadcasting Foundation. That's the KFER, or the Santa Cruz Educational Broadcasting Foundation, to help us as far as repair that transmitter. And we had to buy a new one, fairly expensive. We would certainly appreciate hearing from you, or you can give us a call at our 800 number and tell you what you can do. But that is a tax-deductible donation, whereas donations to Radio Liberty are not, because we want to be able to tell you the truth. And the one reason why most people won't tell you the truth is because they're 501c3, and they're really under government control. And once you accept that corporate status, you cease to be a human being. You are simply an agent of the government. Now, of course, we hope that many of you out there, if you have not yet made your preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead, and I really believe they do, and if you have not laid in your supply of emergency food or your special water fillers, your Berkey water fillers, your barrels or your pumps, or the other things you're going to need, your dehydrated food, things like what you really need to have, give us a call. If you'd like a catalog, we'll send it to you. If you already have a catalog, don't put it off, because, of course, you'd never know when something's going to happen. I will tell you, I've been at this for 45 years now, and I have a feeling we're moving into very, very difficult times. And we're talking about, within a relatively a few months, why we could very well be involved in World War III. And it doesn't make any sense. I mean, why would anybody want to do that? Well, of course, because there's another agenda. And when things don't make sense, there has to be an explanation. If you'd like to get a copy of our February 2007 newsletter, it's posted on the Internet. That's February 2007, which will explain to you the motivation behind the coming war. Or, if you don't have access to the Internet, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the February 2007 newsletter. You'll certainly want to get my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to get my talk on Forbidden Secret. It's on a DVD or VHS. You'll certainly want to get my four-tape set on The Secret Behind the Secret, which explains Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret, and of course, the DVD. Together, they sold over 6 million copies. Over 6 million copies. And then, of course, we hope that many of you want to get to Sydney. The four-tape set on the Military Commission Act. If you'd like to understand the presidential directives we were just talking about, you can call in and get my interview with Dr. Corsi. It's available from Radio Liberty. Just call us at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the interview with Dr. Corsi on the presidential directives. If you'd like to get a copy of the presidential directives, we'll be glad to send it to you. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, host of the NutraMedical Report, Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays 8 to 10 p.m. on GCN. You can call at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. You'll hear the latest in natural healing anti-aging solutions, stem cell research, depleted uranium recovery, vaccine dangers, GMO frankenfoods, heart disease and cancer recovery, H5N1 flu and the civil defense from chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, global warming and globalist plans of the new world disorder.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. A housing rights group says the awarding of Olympic Games to a city isn't good news for everyone in that city, especially the homeless and the poor. The Geneva-based Center on Housing Rights and Evictions says the Olympic Games have displaced more than 2 million people in the last 20 years and that some 1.5 million more will be displaced by the Beijing Games alone. Correspondent Erica Bullman says a study done by the group cites the number of people displaced and forcibly evicted by the hosting of the Olympic Games.
It states that more than...